Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host Avik, and today we are joined by Dr. Tamar. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tamar.
Thank you, Avik. It's my pleasure to be here.
Lovely, lovely. So Dr. Tamar, like before we start our conversation today, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Dr. Tamar is a trailblazer in pharmacy, nutrition, and genomics. Yes. So as the CEO of Life Balance Incorporation, she's transformed countless lives through her in her glow the health coaching program. So her expertise in personalized nutrition and holistic health practices empowers the busy moms to prioritize their self-care and thrive. So why to wait? Let's join us as we explore the journey to radiant well-being with Dr. Tamar. So welcome to the show, Dr. Tamar.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Great, great. So Dr. Tamar, like to start with, if you can share your perspective on the safety and efficacy of the weight loss medications and particularly like the newer options like Wegovy and Zepbound.
Yeah, definitely. The studies show that they're effective compared to the older weight loss medications that have been around much longer, like phentermine, bupropion, naltrexone combination, or even orlistat. The ability for these newer medications, the GLP-1 and the GIP receptor agonist or combination, so the Mounjaro or Zepbound and the Wegovys, they're pretty effective. Wegovy can decrease someone's weight by about 15% from what they originally weighed. And then medications like Zepbound, which is the weight loss version of Mounjaro, is about 20%. So that's pretty significant because the older medications were around 4 or 5% or so weight loss. So these newer ones are very effective.
Okay. So, I mean, what are some of the common misconceptions like people have about using the medications for the weight loss?
I think from my experience, a lot of people are not really realizing that when they stop these medications, their weight is going to come back. The medications are a short-term fix. And that's because it's not really addressing the root cause of that weight gain, whether it's genetics or habits that we have on day to day when it comes to eating or our lifestyle. We're not exercising. So these medications may be effective, whether it's a pill form or injection, but once you stop taking it, because you haven't changed your lifestyle, you are going to gain weight back because for example, the newer meds, a lot of them actually suppress your appetite, make you feel fuller, so you're going to eat less. But once you stop taking them, you're going to get your cravings back. You're going to want to eat. Some people are stress eaters. When they get stressed, they're going to revert back to eating for comfort because they never learned the mechanisms to instill in themselves to better control their feelings and their response to their emotions. So they're going to revert back to food as that comfort.
Exactly true. Yeah. So, you have also mentioned about that sustainable weight loss is not achievable with the
medications alone. So on this, if you can elaborate, like why this is the case and like this.
Yeah, sustainable. The newer medications, I'll say they're like the Wegovy's and the I'm actually gonna, yeah, Wegovy and Mounjaro. I'm gonna call it Zepbound because just to clarify, Mounjaro was originally, and Ozempic were originally created to treat diabetes. So they have an indication for management of type 2 diabetes, as well as weight loss associated with people who have obesity and type 2 diabetes. They now separate it out and say, okay, now we're making a medication that's only for weight loss, regardless of whether or not someone has diabetes. So that form is called Zepbound. That's comparable to Mounjaro. It's the exact same medication. They just give it a different name. So for only weight loss, it's called Zepbound. The Ozempic version for only weight loss, it's called Wegovy. Just want to clarify that. So it's the they say it, you can be used long term. These newer ones, they can be long term so that you can have sustainable weight loss. However, you mentioned earlier, you asked earlier about the side effects. It's going to come with these side effects. So of course there's the stomach issues. You're going to feel nauseous, have diarrhea, constipation, and it's in the newer medications are injections. So you might have some pain or itching at that injection site. It can affect your heart. You're going to have higher heart rate. And then you have possible issues with your pancreas, your gallbladder, your kidneys. And most recently, they're indicating the possibility of suicidal thoughts. This is still being investigated, but the FDA felt the need to put that in with the cautionary statements for these medications, the suicidal thoughts, and also the risk of thyroid cancer. So it comes with those side effects. So the longer you're on it, you have the potential to have these side effects, or you can have the side effects as soon as you start. So sustainability, when it comes to the patient, they have to decide at what point do they want to stop taking it? Are these side effects tolerable? And I'm going to say not everyone's going to have all these side effects, but if we have a way to get these results without having to expose our body to the side effects, then why not explore that option as well?
Yeah, exactly. That's very, very true. Yeah. So, I mean, just one more thing is coming to my mind. Like, what role do the genetics play in the sustainable weight loss?
That's a very good question, Avik. When it comes to genetics, we think of some people when they're diagnosed with something or they have a family member that has something. Let's take diabetes, for example. They say, oh, well, it runs in my family. I'm diabetic now. That's just the way it is. It can't change. It's in my genetics. And this is not true. We might be genetically coded to have a high risk of developing diabetes. Or even obesity as well. There are certain genes like the FTO genes, and I believe there's over 400 genes that research has found that's linked to obesity and the possibility of, yes, over 400 that's linked to the risk of obesity. There was a Harvard Health study that was done. In addition to that, the genes that affect your appetite, affect your ability to feel full when you're eating, if you're going to be a stress eater, that's all in our genes. So it affects us. But if we learn how we can manage those genes, like pretty much turn it on or off like a light switch, we have the ability to do that. So yes, we might be genetically coded to have this high risk of obesity, high risk of being a stress eater, high risk of diabetes, or even having high blood pressure. But the things that we put in our bodies, the environments that we expose ourselves to can turn that switch off so that it's not so prominent and it doesn't manifest in our health. And that's the study of nutrigenomics. We look at how food affects our genes. And by eating certain foods, we can actually suppress our appetite, just like these medications do. By eating certain foods, we can keep our blood sugars down, our insulin levels down, just like these medications do. As a result, we can lose weight. But we have to be able to tune into our bodies. We have to be able to unlock the mystery of our DNA to see what our body's telling us we need to do. And we use nutrigenomics as that tool.
Exactly, true. Exactly. So, I mean, if you can also share or discuss some of the key lifestyle factors that, what to say, like that contribute to the long-term weight management process.
Indeed. When I talk to my clients in my health coaching group, I tell them there's three things involved. And underneath those three things, of course, there's more. So I'm going to break it down to everyone that's listening today. It's the strategy that I call DNA.
Oh.
And and the D actually stands for detox. So this is a very important part of the weight loss process, not just weight loss, but overall health in general. And when I'm talking about detoxing what you've already been told about health and nutrition and exercise. So whatever you thought you knew before, now that we're going to look and listen to your genes, you have to forget what you knew before, because your genes might have some surprising information for you that you never realized before. And also, part of that detox in the raw mind involves letting go of our self-limiting beliefs. A lot of people will say, I can't do it. I'm not worth it. Or like I mentioned earlier, it's in my genes. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm stuck this way. And then there's the physical detox in our body, which will actually occur naturally when we get to the next part of this framework or strategy, which is nourish. And we're nourishing ourselves with sleep, exercise, nutrition, self-care. These are four components of our habits that are vital for us to get healthy so that we can lose weight. As a lot of my clients come to me, they want to lose weight. But I always tell them that weight loss is a side effect of health. So you have to get healthy first to have that side effect of weight loss. And by focusing on your sleep, your exercise, nutrition, and your self-care or stress management, you're going to get on the right path to getting those results, whether it's weight loss, whether it's less pain, whether it's less inflammation, whether it's, you know, controlling menopause and not having mood swings and hot flashes. These are the key components to it. And then once you do all that, the last part of my strategy is to be in attunement with your actions have to be in attunement, right? Your mind has to be in, your actions have to show that you have detoxed your mind from these self-limiting beliefs and these old habits,
exactly.
That you are now nourishing your body with sleep, exercise, nutrition, and self-care. So this attunement is bringing it all together consistently. And it also involves setting boundaries, because a lot of us, we let external factors affect our ability to really focus on ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we can set those boundaries, be consistent, then you're on the path to optimal health and weight loss.
Exactly true. Yeah. So, okay. There are a lot of questions coming in, because the topic is so great, and we are actually learning from you. So it's really, really great. So, like in your experience, what are some of the biggest challenges that as a client they face when trying to achieve and maintain that sustainable weight loss?
Avik, that is an excellent question. I would say the biggest challenge in achieving and maintaining that weight loss is the external factors. So if someone's in my coaching program, most of the women I see, they have spouses, they have kids. Their spouses may not be on the same page as them when it comes to changing their nutrition, being more active in life. Their kids, of course, we usually tend to feed our kids different things. They can be very picky. But so that challenge is actually staying consistent with what they have to do when others around them are not on the same page. But thankfully, most of my clients end up getting their spouses on board without even, just from observation. I have several clients whose spouses have actually lost weight, about an average of 18 pounds within 8 weeks, actually. My program is 12 weeks, but within 8 weeks, they're averaging about 18 pound weight loss. And they're not even in my program, simply from just changing how they eat. My clients are eating differently. They're cooking now for their household. Now their household is eating different and learning. And they're also sharing what they learn in my program with their family and friends. So as a side effect, I say their spouses also benefit and lose weight as well. And I've had clients, spouses reach out to me and thank me and say, oh, you've really helped me. And I'm thinking, you weren't even my client, but, you know, but so it brings me joy to not just be able to help those who directly I'm working with, but also those that my clients know in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it can be a challenge when you're the only one trying to work on your health.
Exactly, exactly true. Yeah. So on this, like looking ahead, what do you envision as the future of weight management and holistic health practices, especially in the relation to the personalized approaches like nutritional genomics?
I visualize more practitioners using tests like this to help guide their patients or their clients on the path to health. And it's something that's needed and wanted. I spoke to a nurse practitioner that works at a medical spa, a weight loss clinic, a few weeks ago, and she does administer the weight loss medications to her patients. And she said to me, you know, Tamar, I feel guilty because I know that nutrition is important. I know that other factors in their life is important for them to address, but I don't have the time to really sit down and talk to them about nutrition to the extent that they need to. I don't have the time to consistently guide them and make sure they're staying on track. And so practitioners acknowledge that nutrition plays a huge part in weight loss, but they don't have the time to really sit down with their clients and do it. And that's one of the reasons as a pharmacist, I branched out and created my health coaching company, because I realized the same thing years ago where I was coaching or counseling patients in a hospital setting when they were being discharged to go home. And I would say, you know, you're diabetic. You want to keep your blood sugars at this level. Check it this often. Make sure you're eating X, Y, and Z and exercising 50 minutes a week. So that's 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Okay, bye. And then they'll come back a week later because their blood sugar is super high, you know, or some other issue. And we send them home on more medications or increase their dose. So I said, you know, something's got to give. This is what I'm doing here is really not helping the way that I would like to help. So that's why I created my health coaching company, so I can work with people more closely, one-on-one, group settings, and throughout the week, day to day, to really help them develop the habits that they need to develop so they can truly get healthy. But the future of holistic health can definitely benefit from having nutrigenomic testing as a tool, so that patients and clients can really see and understand what's going on with their body and know exactly what they need to do to start correcting it.
Wow. That's really lovely. Great. So, Dr. Tamar, it's really great talking to you. And definitely, I believe all of our listeners have gained the valuable insights into the complexities of weight management and the limitations of relying solely on the medications. So thank you so much, Dr. Tamar, for sharing your insights.
You're welcome, Vivek.
And also, dear listeners, I would love to mention that Dr. Tamar has shed light on the importance of the incorporating lifestyle changes, addressing the genetic factors, and adopting a holistic approach to achieve the long-term success in the weight management. So while medications can play a role in jump-starting the process, suitable results require a comprehensive strategy that encompasses the nutrition and physical activity and emotional well-being. So remember that sustainable weight loss is not a quick fix, but a journey that requires the patient's commitment and the support. So thank you so much for joining us today. And also at the same time, be sure to tune in to the next time as we continue to explore the topics related to the holistic health, personal development, and living your best life. So until then, stay motivated, stay empowered, and keep striving for your wellness goals. So thank you so much.